So then the girl's like, oh, Sabish, she doesn't become a kosher.
If it's really stuck kosher.
She had initial liye, and the person is. And then she had another liye, and the 17th of this. And the 18th of this. The 17th and 18th of this Simar represent the 10th and the 11th of the Yudala Piyah. That follows immediately the Zion Menidus. So the melee, suppose it hadn't been done Keshi, would you be able to become his of Ikhdele with these, with the peers of these 2 days? In order to become his of Ikhdele, she must have 3 years and 3 successive days in the Yemizite. So a woman could not become his of Ikhdele. A woman could not become his of Ikhdele. By the years of the 17th and the 18th, she could become a Zabedele. Suppose she had the years. What would be the halacha if she would see it? She had it. Suppose the woman is not a woman, and she had an initial year and the first of Nisi, and then she has another year on the 17th of Nisi, and then she has another year on the 18th of Nisi. And then she has another year on the 19th of this. What would be her status? She wouldn't have to count 19. She would only have to count 1 clean day, as the Shinara saying, is like Bano, and then 7 unclean days, because the year is done on the 19th of this, so that makes everything needed. So the melee seems in an ordinary woman who is not a realist. If she had this kind of a year on the 17th of this and the 18th of this and then on the 19th of this, she would become a Zabedele if she hadn't been a Yeris. If it hadn't been done Keshi. But if she hadn't been a Yeris and she had an initial year on the first of this, and then she would have a year on the 17th of this and on the 18th of this and on the 19th of this, what would be her status? Not a Zabedele. So the Ketaneh plus Nidah. So she would have to count 1 clean day plus 7 days. Clean or unclean, doesn't make any difference. So the melee, in case of the Yeldes, the lady says, if she had, when do we say that the Dan Keshi is Toya, she doesn't have to count anything. Not Rizobe, not Nidah, is nothing. That's only in the 3 years. In the 3 years that in Yemei Zibe and 3 successive days had taken place beyond Ha'uim Mizibo. In other words, if she had initial year and the first of this, and then another year, and the 8th, 9th, and 10th, or an initial year on the first, and then 3 years on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. So it's not Keshi, and she's Toya. But if she had initial year on the first of this, and then she had 2 years on the 17th and 18th, so these 2 years could not culminate in the Zibus Neila anyway, even if she had been a Yildes. So the Neila, if she is a Yildes, and she had a year on the 17th and 18th, and then on the 19th she has another year, so she'll become a leader. It will not be Toya, it will be Tom. That's a complaint. Have you been down to the Rimas in terms of it? That you will also have to be replaced in your leader. We have Macy, that is Macy, if you only know who is here, keeping a seal in the Dalit. In other words, rabbis may see the days of starting from the 17th, 18th, and 19th, and 20th, and 21st, and 22nd, and 23rd. 7 more days. One second, please let me finish it. You have mercy, John, but we need to hear. I'm in the middle of explaining something, you interrupt me. You gaan lezen Jom Rahul in Israël. Kinasim in Yudale, de Hamish Jom Machete. Aber Schwee Jom in Mishiva Jom Machete. Im Roas van de Entweer. But the 24th and the 25th, so according to Rav, if she sees them, so she's male enough. The Rabbah de Meisi, at Isom Shnei Yomi, we need so, Kulam to her. So in other words, and according to Rabbah de Barabe, even if she, the flow will continue, if the flow will continue, on the 24th and the 25th, so it's also time. It's also time. So in other words, according to Rach Chab, it's another machlekes. But everybody agrees according to Rach Chab. So everybody agrees that if a woman will have an initial rear on the first of this, will have an initial rear on the first of this, and then the flow will continue, and then she'll have another day, and then the flow will keep on, she'll keep on having the flow of God from the into let's say the for many days, let's say beyond the 25th, so that everybody will agree, even Rabbah de Barabe, that she will become an eagle. The flow will start on the 8th of Nisan, and she'll keep on having the flow throughout the day up to the 26th. And on the 26th, she'll also have the flow of God. So then, even Rabbah de Barabe will be made in the cheese maker. So it's an altogether different machlokes. Alright. Now, excuse me, I want to finish the Gemara. Please. Now, come we can show you. Remeya. Come we can show you. Remeya Remeya Rav, Goyim v'chamishi Yei. V'ishlei v'le Rav, Mishkachas lo ki Rabbah de Barab. Because according to Rabbah de Barab, so once the flow starts in the Yerizim there, so then, and it continues, so there is the halacha of some kinshin and historia. El Rebbe Kashe, so how can it be a boyin, in other words, the matchless room that when the Meir says, a boyin v'chamishi yei, it means, even if the flow starts 40 days, 50 days before the birth of the baby, and it doesn't stop, and she keeps on having the flow every day within the period of 50 days prior to giving birth to the child. So she's there. So, according to Rabbah de Barabe, we can visualize it. In other words, 50 days, the 50 days before, let's say, she had an initial rear on the first of Nisan, and then she again had a flow on the eighth of Nisan, and that flow did not subside, and she continued to have a flow every day from the eighth of Nisan till the 18th of year, not the 18th of year or the 28th of year. I mean, let's say 50 days, the 28th of year, and the flow didn't stop every day from the 8th of this till the 28th of the year. She had the flow of down. She had the flow of down. So, Rabbi, it's all right, we understand. El Rebbe Kashi, Omlachem, Niko, Tome, Hero, Bihulon, Bibinito, Nito, Bimizivote. Now let's see the last. Ve'nido nido, what a time. You need a summat. You may say, you say, well, in other words, within the period of 40 days, 50 days, prior to the labor, so if she has, within that period, if she has a ria in the main zibbe, so it's done. Mishnachle amre omar avreidi, in a blood mitaye rewe yomi mohuim miris bem zogde. My time, domo, yomi mradis. Zogdewe, ho association itzu. בסייח יפאו כי תהיו מסביר הסליקים ומכור אבל לא יכול לעשות אלא ימחו סליחו משווי הידי וסליגי וכסיד דומו לדעשינו בלוי מחמס בודו וזו בדי וכסיד וכסיד בעלו כחו יום רבי ומושח כשו יאיץ על החדוס הידי שנכניסו ליום אפשרוי מוליד או יסמי So in other words, on the Rashi's chart, so the second washing of Levi says that the whole aloha, the Tamkeshi story, applies only to Zivus Deo. It doesn't apply to Zivus Tam. And then Ad Shov, Mishnei Rav Omar, Ad Yomi Moroi Niz Ben Zomotan, My Time Yomi Vechol Yomi, Hosom Ksi. So in other words, So, Yom, in my life, in the time of the Shulam, the Hilt, in my price. So, according to Rashi's Pshat, so, now in the second washing, so, Rabbi Levi and Rav had a machlokes, as to whether the dealing of Damkei Shitoya applies only to Zivus Deo, it doesn't apply to Zivus Tano, or it applies to Zivus Tano as well. It applies to Zivus Tano as well. Now, this is Rashi's Pshat. Then Tesis mentions a certain Rashi, it's another Madura. So, Luis Ben Zobedele, Rashi Pirech, we need to say the Pirsh Rashi for him. But that's another Madura Rashi. La Fuke Yudmiyadal, the Huyo Rahasu Behem Zobedele. So it is interesting that according to the Rashi's Pshat, the Tesis mentions, it's not Rashi's Pshat here. So the Pshatim Levi, in the second Moshim coincides with the Rach's Pshat in Levi in the first Moshim. This is exactly what the Rach says in Levi Shita in the first Moshim. That when Levi says in Abad Mitaya, El Yomi Mohuim Liyiz Ben Zobo, so Levi doesn't mean that it's an uninterrupted cheshbon. Nobody says, everybody agrees that it's an uninterrupted cheshbon here. Since she doesn't become a zavideh, why should any days be held in abeyance? According to Rach. But what is really mean, according to Rach's chart, that in a bad entire of Yom Moruin is Ben Zogo, only if the Rie took place in those days that could affect Zivutel. So in other words, Rias and the first of the Dalgim, the second and the third, or Rias and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth of the Dalgim, or even Rias and the ninth and the tenth and the eleventh. Istoy, Mashiach came Rias down, Kenshi. And the 10th and the 11th, so they themselves, even if she had been a regular woman, not the oldest, so couldn't affect Zivus Deo. So since they couldn't affect a regular woman in Zivus Deo, so maybe the Zerazakosu of Dam Kei Shitoya, Dom Machzat, Dom Machmoda, doesn't apply. That's the Pshat in Levi's first motion according to Rach. So according to Rashi's Pshat, the Rashi, the Madura, the Tesis mentions, not our Rashi. So Levi says there the same aloche in the second washing. Virach Pirech. Of course, the Rach couldn't explain the second washing of Levi that way, because there in the second washing he's saying the same thing as the first washing. So Virach Pirech, La Fuki Yerichi 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 they threw the diamond rings of the nail in the tear in him. In the tear in him. So I come to the rock. So it just, in the other case, in other words, that the Lafuke according to Levi in the second portion. So if a woman had a rear stop, a rear stop in on the first of the Lafuke and on the second, so that dam is not a stop. Because it's not how a dying leaves of the daylight in the tyranny. Alright. Now, come on, Krishna Yo, Kashi Tabaye, Dam Resolve Deo, Ktane Udin Tayava, Abu Yang Hachay, Stomay, and the second version. So Mikotone Taylor Kuro. Cautious of the Mendoza, Mido, the Mizivos, okay. Tai, Holy of the Mayor, Yesh Mikasha Kufuni, the Ziva Yode. That way, there is a difference that a woman should have labor pain, should have labor pain for 150 days. And sit down all these days. Of course, just being labor and not sit down, so is of no significance. Because if she doesn't sit down, so she couldn't be mayor anyway. But if there is a chitze that a woman is expected to give birth to a child, should breathe and be in pain for 150 days straight. Keep on breathing for 150 days prior to giving birth and be in pain. And remain tail, not to have car, not to be mechuyeves to come and to make tail. So how is it possible that you should breathe bikeshi, should breathe bikeshi for 150 days straight and remain tail? How is it possible? Kate, shnayim b'loyim. Suppose she started to have a reoperative flow below his nidosa. In the Yudalot Yei, she will be going either. And then, in other words, Vishivonido, so it's together, so it's already, of course, Shivonido, so, Rabbeya doesn't mean that she will be there. It means she will zibe, she will not have to count Zayinji. So suppose she had her ears down, Bilates the dust. And then, in other words, the rest 2 days of the Dalai Fiyin, she will be there. And then, she bled for 7 days in the Unido. So 9 days she bled. And then again, for two days of the Dalekian cycle again. So it's 11 days she bled. And she still did not become his other daily. Because 2 days of damage in the receiver makes her own into his other family, doesn't make her into his other family. Then 7 days of bleeding in the needle, so doesn't make her into so it doesn't make her required to count Zayiki. And then 2 days again in the receiver does not even though it's not vacation. So all this bleeding doesn't have to be vacation. So it's 11 days bleeding and not vacation. But it still did not require her to count by the key. Count by the key. Then she started to have labor pain. And for 50 days, she is not a Dereo. So according to Rameya, that we heard also. So he has it in of Damkenchi, that the story for 50 days prior to the birth. So we had, and even though she kept on bleeding, she had a flow all the 50 days, but it was coupled with pain, with labor pain. So in other words, so far she has been bleeding for 61 days straight. 61 days, 11 plus 50. Then she came to birth. So, Hamishi Bishabwar Mitai. Then she gave birth to a little girl. So the first 14 days she's there anyway. But she doesn't become Izode. Even if she keeps on having the flow uninterrupted, all the 14 days she still does not become Izode. And then 66 days. So it's in the Teda. So in other words, another 80 days, even if she keeps on bleeding for an uninterrupted, for another 80 days, she still does not become required to count IMG. So we have 11 plus 50 plus 80. So in other words, 61 plus 80. So it's 141. 141 already. And then, Vishivanita. And then, the cycle of Yuminita begins on the first day. So it's 141 plus 7, even though she bled all the 7 days after the completion of the 80 days of the 80 days of the Nikaya, I mean the 66 days in Nikaya. So she already had 148 days of bleeding, and she still does not have to count IMK. And then the Yemizira began. Yemizira again. And she bled for another 2 days. Rather than days. So she still does not have to count Zayuki. So there is a Hatimse that a woman should keep on bleeding for 150 days straight and not be required to count Zayuki. Only, that's the limit. But to keep on bleeding for 151 days straight and not be required to count time key, that's impossible. Right. Ishtar Jahami. Omulei, in Kei, Yeshi, Kashiko, Yemeo, Ben Zivorem of it. So, Chachonim said, no, there is a Hatim said that she should, a woman should keep on bleeding. Should keep on bleeding her whole life and not be required to count Daiki. How is that possible? So Rashi explained. In Kei, Kohashi, Shemich, and Kepo, Yeish, Nikasha, Reyo, Vein, Izor, Yeh, Tiberes, and Yigado, Chom, Kepo, Umisabiares, Umisev, Shemini, Umisev, Shemini, Shimon, Nido, Ushnai, Yahara, Nido, Umaksha, Hamishi, Umaksha, Hamishi, and then, the results of Matthias Nikibo, now you should keep on having miscarriages, one after the other. Even a woman who has a miscarriage is entitled to a Nikaya. So Mimele, she'll keep on having miscarriages, and she'll never become his own Mimele. Omal Henra Meir. So I mean, my like higher mission is falling. In other words, my life from mission is falling with Hashima. So, in other words, because if you don't have reference to a woman who has a miscarriage, then it's impossible. She couldn't give birth to a viable child unless 9 months pass by. So remember, within that 9 months, so it will necessarily entail, if she keeps on bleeding, a few years and three successive days in the visit. So we only can visualize it in connection with a woman who has a miscarriage. So then a miscarriage can take place after any number of days. Not after for 9 months. So maybe it's possible to visualize that she should have miscarriage before K
to complete the heaven's carriage before she has 3 years and 3 successes in days in Mexico. So
that we cannot mention. Why? We should be falling in case you fall.
So it's not that Rav Meir doesn't want to discuss a case of a miscarriage. But in respect to a woman, so who has a miscarriage, so then the halacha of damkeishi doesn't apply. In other words, there is a kosher of donor machmas atzmi, the donor machmas vodo, that if a woman has a discharge of dam coupled with pain, so then that dam story here only applies to a discharge of dam that is due, that results from the ultimate labor of a viable child. But if the discharge of dam does not culminate in the birth of a viable child, but in miscarriage, then even though the dam was coupled with pain, but then there's a person who doesn't apply. So the pshat is not intentionally falling, that a woman only has pain if she has a real friend. But if she has a miscarriage, she doesn't have pain. No, it's possible to have a miscarriage, and the miscarriage will also be coupled with pain. But our pshat, the halacha, the damkeishi story applies only to damkeishi. To the occasion that culminates in the birth of a viable child. But if the occasion culminates in the birth of an infant, even if the infant will be born, even if miscarriage will take place in the 9th month, sometimes a miscarriage takes place in the 9th month. So as long as it doesn't result in the birth of the viable child, so it's not a, now the same thing would be true if a woman, let's say, will have an abortion performed, and she'll have the Rias Damkeishi, coupled with pain, and then, before, when she's ready to give birth, so she'll tell the doctor to perform an abortion. As long as he doesn't culminate in the birth of a viable child, so then the exerasakosu of damkei shidoya doesn't apply. That's the halacha of damkei shidoya.
What about a stillbirth? A stillbirth, the same thing?
It's a viable birth, only if the baby is born. A living baby is born. So in other words, in case you inform, doesn't mean because there is no such intense pain accompanying, you know, miscarriage as there is accompanying a real birth. No, it's indeed. There could be pain in miscarriage too, there could be pain. But that's the halacha, that the exerasakosu of damkeishi being toyer applies only to a case where the damkeishi culminates in a labor, not in a labor. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Yeish mikasha shiyereya kufuniyei kutu. The Yisrael Meir Ben. The Yeish mikasha kufuniyei kita toa so the Israelites. The Yeish nidosa ayin dalet yomim. Shalachan nidosa shiyei nitziva ve Yisrael Meir Shikura Ben Kimurutsu. Vimroa so shtayim yisei kongishikya limokholo. Have a test as we do so. When you start with the other class, we have it. We hold she with the leader. Have a test young with the Ushnan Shahan with the Shi, the Osh Mizay. We hold Kano with Haz, we give up the Zida, we have it so bad. Shahan with the Osh Mizuki, the Kosh is Hamishi, the Hero, Babino, the new Hero Hamishi, Haran Samahal, who him Samahal told him he came up with the Kosh. ואחר נשמעים מה מתכנס נידה ואם תראה זיין הרי מאי הוא ממחס ושתיים שלך הנידה עושה את המות נדיף ותיפסק then she stops bleeding because if she doesn't stop after that then she'll necessarily become a zavidera והריבוע הזאת הוא קיום ריצוחים במזובת אבל הוא דיר יעיסה המזובת אבל הוא דיר חמיד וחמיד שפרה בטיילה וחמיד ששום קיים להשמיד אם כן חשש ולשום קיבו יש לי קשו לאימון במזובת כי דברס נדל של קיבו הוא ניסה דרס הוא ניסים שמיד עם שיבו ולידו שניים בחמידו הוא מיטש חמיד שיבו כי זה נסה בפרס לקיבו וחי לאימון אונו לך מי אמי בתחיים משמיד פולק ברשינם אין קיים שלו פולק in an evil, 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 in an evil. But, to the other. You see how Rashi explains it. In Kishu, in Poland, in an evil, in an evil, not that because there is no pain, there is no way to pay. Even if there is, maybe usually there is no pain, but there could be pain too. So even if there is pain, so the halacha is it's not all. Right now, to the rabbi, yeish reyo meyo yei. 100 days she keeps on breathing for 100 days straight. Then ziva yei. So here it means, in contrast to the previous member, which deals with the re-education, a breathing that is coupled with labor. So this memre has reference to a case of a re that is not characterized by pain. By pain. So yeish rei of the re-education without pain. Meyo yei, 100 days. 100 days without a stop. And she still does not have to count any king. So the maximum is 100 days. Ketza. Shnayim Yevoyes. She had 2 years and 2 successive days. And the last 2 days of the Yedalek Yehim of the Yemezim. She doesn't have to count any king for 2 days, 3 years. Then she kept on seeing on the 7 days of the Yemezim. So it's already 9 days. And then again, she kept on sitting down, and 2 days again, easy. So it's 11 days. But she still did not become a Ushtayim Shlach HaAmina. So she still did not become a Zobedeo. She did not become a Zobedeo. And then she had 80 days shown again. Then she gave birth to a child. So she 40 days she was male, but it's over, she couldn't become, even though the flow didn't stop, because she didn't become his own male. And then 66 days. So she had 11 days plus 80 days. 11 days before she gave birth, and then it was 80 days, even though she continued, the flow continued all the time, so it's already 91 days of the flow without the stop. And then the cycle of the needle again, so it's 98 days. And then 2 days she bled in the Yemezimo. In the Yemezimo. In the first cycle of the Yemezimo after the giving birth to a king. So it's 98 plus 2. Ushtaifa Amigo. So it's 100. So, Yeshreya Belukich. So, my Mashua. After all, I mean, the Tanya is not interested in mentioning the Chetimtzes. Chetimtzes, everybody can figure out Chetimtzes. There is no new aloha mentioned in mentioning the Chetimtzes. So, what is the purpose of that price? Of course, anybody in the Tanya can tell us, we could ourselves think of this kind of Chetimtzes. So what's the purpose of this price? There must be a certain aloha. Michael Mashmur, who came in Mandona, he actually said, I can't have a little damage. compassion alone, the efshel tzedakim alone. Now, compassion alone, the efshel tzedakim alone. The efshel, because if we are going to assume that it's impossible to have a really abeshke, so mele, have a zile, kishiyodra hashnayim, shereacharanide, the hapaway, yeyibe, yeyibe, shleishi, viade chazye kelim leide, vipsichasa kele, harizote, hoyu, yekei shiro aso. So in other words, if we say that Efshalutzi, the way down, so then it would be impossible for her not to be required to count Ayuki. Because she gave birth. And if she gave birth, according to Mandoma, Efshalutzi, the way down, so there must have been a is down, a discharge of down. So it's already 3 days. Now, three years. So, if it's 3 years, so mele, having zobe, hoyu vloikeya she was, hoyu vloikeya she was, doesn't it appear from this Gemara, not like the Ramban, not like the Ramban, from this Gemara it appears. Not like the Ramban and not like the Ramban. Because since the Braisa deals with a woman who has been bleeding without pain, she gave birth, so that means she gave birth and she didn't get pain. Alright, that's possible. Without administering the anesthesia, it's also possible. It's not likely, but it's possible. But according to the Ramban and the Ramban, so Damkei, she does the Pistoia, and she doesn't have to count Zayin, doesn't mean Damkei, if the Rias Dam was coupled with pain. The fact that it was coupled with pain shows that the Rias Dam is due to the Rias. But suppose the Rias Dam that comes out through the Pesach HaKeva, that's certainly due to the Rias. So even if she didn't have pain, but it's Dom Machos Mogo. So the Ramban says that she doesn't have to count by the key. That's the Ramban's argument, that she is Ramban also like that. That she is Ramban also like that. That's, according to the Mishnah, that's the Ramban's Pshat and Hananiah's deed. In other words, that if there was lady, even though she didn't have pain, she was ashamed. But the lady itself is considered like Asian. Because she has been, she doesn't have pain. Because the only business why Damkei she's story here is because his Dom Machos Mogo. So if she doesn't have pain, but if it came out from the uterus simultaneously with the lady, so it's certainly due. If it's due to the lady, it's not of menstrual allergy. If it came out simultaneously with the lady, so the male it's story. So then the question is, how does the Gemara say Latikin Mandoma Efshel Psychasakel of Leidam, Komashmelon the Efshel Psychasakel of Leidam? So what is the Ramban doing with this Gemara? So it's a Gemara in the Foreshes, not like the Ramban. So the Ramban discusses it. But the question is Amkeichi, how is she Zobe? Enko, Dobo Machmas Boto, Yisam Ze, Lekel Ukme, Elobin Fogu, the last location. So the Ramban says that this Gemara that says, Komashi on the Epshom Psychasakeva, the way down, so the Gemara doesn't mean that believes a rape is such a thing as a lady yabesh. That's another shaykh. But the Gemara doesn't say that this price holds like the mandoma. The means the mandoma holds that there is such a thing as lady yabesh, even the lady of a viable child without any ring. But this price does not have, does not necessarily have to hold like this. This price is only saying, Rafuken Mandoma, Yev Shal Psychazakeva of the way down, even the Psychazakeva of the miscarriage, Kobashmalon, that the Psychazakeva of the miscarriage can take place without it. But as far as lady of a viable child is concerned, that's another question. The Gemara does not commit itself on that question. So in other words, this Braise, the Ramban says, has reference to a case of a miscarriage. So Mele and a case should be following. A case should be following. So the Aloha, the Dam, Kenshi Historia doesn't apply to a miscarriage. So that's why the Gemara says that the only reason is why she doesn't have to count Zayinikin, because if she looks at the Kerala Dam, there could be a miscarriage without Dam. But if there could, if it involves, if it entails Dam, if it's a discharge of Dam, so then she would have to count Zayinikin. She would have to count Zayinikin, because it wasn't Domo Machmas Lodo of Latkayan, it was Domo Machmas Lodo Neiko, not Lodo. Vatkayan, only Domo Machmas Vodo Vatkayan is Toya, not Domo Machmas Vodo Vatnei. This is what Ramban says. So he says, Bibi Vadni Aide, Kehade Dami Psechazakere, Nami Rabe Zide, Dobi Kenshi Hazise, Shein Lecho Kenshi Dobi Psechazakere, Elobi Vodi Mudi Sukhmele, Vimeo Yein Beloi Kenshi Kotame. They say, "Look, my mom. They say, 'Zaken of the Kenshi.' Do we stop or what? They don't become okay. Don't make us atzma. Don't make us work in the bed." First, so first of all, he says, "Usually, so there is. How could there be? How could there be such a thing? I mean, that a woman should give birth to a child and without it." So I mentioned the breast here, I mean from the Gemara. Yes. Suppose she has an anesthesia administered the way many women do today, and she has no pain, she's put to sleep. So that's certainly considered a mistake. Because from the Gemara, Machmas Tumbo would not it. Kamashmalon, that it's not doing. The implication being that if it had been established that it's a question of immunity, of insensitivity to pain, so then it's considered as Kenshi, just because she became immune to pain, just because she became insensitive to pain. So that does not negate the character of Kenshi, the fact that an anesthesia, an insensitivity to pain was affected. So what is it? So what is an anesthesia? That's a real tumor. That's a real tumor. But ordinarily it's very unlikely that a woman should give birth to a child without everything. So, but then he says, hey, and suppose she will give birth to a child without pain, homikoma kingdom machmas atzmo vule machmas bachmede. Pain or no pain is not important. It's only indicative. The pain is indicative of the fact that it's Domo Machmas Lodo. So if she doesn't have pain, but if we know it's Machmas Lodo, if it's Machmas Psechas Akeva, then certainly it's Dam Kenshin. That is the Ramban Sheik, and that is also the Ramban Sheik. Except that the Ramban spells it out explicitly. The Ramban doesn't spell it out explicitly. But the Mishnah says that it's the Ramban. But the Ramban spells it out explicitly. Now, Kenshin Sheik is to the country. Yehuda and Chazkiah were a very strange twin. I mean, as a matter of fact, many masculine, 150 years ago, made ridicule to the Gemara. about Yudel Cheskel, because Yudel Cheskel is something that happens, but there is a record in medical history, there is a record of such things. Of usually, if a twin is born, so there can be a difference, let's say, in 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, the usual twin, not more. But Yudel Cheskel, there was a difference between the birth of one and the birth of the other of almost 3 months. That's an unusual case. And doctors have the medical record of such twins. And that was Yudel Cheskel, and they are both the sons of Ophir. Yudel Cheskel. So can you be lovely for him, but Sino Vashkuch and Yisabukovno? So we could visualize a case of Yetzer, without the fall. My God, how is she falling? In case you fall, take you up the fall, but you must pray some Mikufnun. Okay, you would have a Cheskel. So now it's a woman gave birth to a twin, and one was born about 90 days after the other. So suppose a woman gives birth to a twin, and if there is a difference, so the usual twin, so they are both born on the same day, but if there is a difference of 90 days, so then she is entitled. Let's say if a woman would give birth to three girls, it has been lost for her. But if she give birth to three girls, and there will be a difference of 90 days between the birth of one and the birth of the other, then she'll be entitled to 40 days and 80 days and 66 days. Yemitea. So, can you love me for the Matsim Lashkechun and Yisem Kofnun? Can you in the Cheskel, the Acha, Havlad Hashemi, Tiska Shmei and Jacob? And it will be 80 days, will count at 80 days after the birth of the second one, not after the first one. So it's more than kufnun. So why does the Meir say yinchi kasha kufnun yei? And only and more than kufnun yei is only shayach to visualize in connection with the miscarriage. But without it, with the birth of viable children, then it's not shayach to visualize. We cannot visualize indefinitely, but for more than kufnun yei, we can visualize without a miscarriage. Because that is so unusual, so the Braise doesn't want to discuss such unusual cases. Vintem, v'alein v'leikei chi mishkachas tonyameo, shalikei zobe, kigei chi mipilo acha peyo mikeiwa. بزينيدو وبيت يوم ما حنيدو وبيش وين بيسمو قبل يشري كوفيوم يكون ما عدو الخطب معه ينامه بدن كيومه. So that's the right from this instance that the Sidra Tara mentions. I mentioned before that the Sidra Tara says the Tetzves is Chelik and Ramban and Ramban. And Tetzves Shite means that even if the dam that is not coupled with pain emanates from the Mokeh simultaneously in the Leven, but if it is not coupled with pain, it does not have any adaptation. That case. Yes, this is it. So he mentions a raya from the Tetzves that from Zion and Aleph, the lowermost Tetzves, Chodor Omar and Mesiseres, and this Tetzves. So I said at that time, the Tetzves from Chodor Omar and Mesiseres, there is no raya. But from this Tetzves, it's Mucha. So that's the this Tetzves. So Bishle may be some of the Mishle, if you don't kill me, but what not my? Not a woman who had two birds. Iname, you can kayome. Aber hoche meine Form mit Koma, so is it that in case you need money. So the Ishlima, so that's the Kashi, so it says the Ishlima go meine be like a magician. Anyway, the Tetzve says the Ishlima is some Shabi Ishlima, the added Abba Gimora, the other price of Ishlima, here again, when you see where you are. So then So we can so combination if you mean, so we can say that there the price mentions only a chetimtze that is shayach to vatayom vatayom. Abu Hocha might be following combination form. So the question is, so in the way case, so why does the price mention that key? Dafke Kenshi Kufnane, Dafke on the Kenshi, but even without Kenshi, is it we can visualize? We can visualize. Initially, not the mind of the Yoram is going to Kenshi. But Adabuch, the importance of this thesis is, because this thesis says, Ubishwein to be someone who can be Ishwein, Kufyomi, Ikronim, and Fahad, Madmaire, Iname, and Kayome. So it's explicitly Chirk and Ramban, because the Ramban applies that price of Ishwein, Yomi. Yesh Rebbe Yomi to Dafke to a neighbor, not to a Ben Kayom. And Tetzves applies that price of Yesh Rebbe Yomi, and Zibayim Oben to a Ben Kayom. So we see the Tetzves is Chirik. The Tetzves is Chirik and the Rambam's Shite. And Tetzves Shite is that even if the woman has the discharge of dam in the Yemizide simultaneously with the rain. So we are sure that it's due, that it is due to the Machmas Bodo. Machmas Bodo, since it is not coupled with pain, so in Mele, the Xerasakosu of Damkenshi Toya doesn't apply, and she is stomach, and she has to count Zayniki. Because according to Tetzves, when Gemara says, Komashmiron, the Efshel Tzrakele Dam, because if we would say, the Efshel Tzrakele Dam, so in other words, if there would be a lady that is not Yabeshke, so then she would have to count Zayniki. But, it's not a Machmas Lodo? Is the Dam that is Machmas Lede? The answer is, since the price discusses a woman who is really damn the loikish, so the lady itself was the loikish. So since the lady itself was the loikish, so male that there was a kosher of damn kish toya doesn't apply. Now, but as I said last time, that in the case where a woman does not have pain because she is put to sleep, because an anesthesia is being administered to her, in that case, even according to Tetzves, she wouldn't have to count Zayniki, because that's the raya from the Gemara, but she doesn't have any pain, Ashkelon, we don't say Tumbe Baal Nakato. We don't say Tumbe Baal Nakato. But the implication being that if it had been established that the reason as to why she didn't have pain was because Tumbe Nakato. What is Tumbe? In other words, she became immune to pain because she already suffered so much. She accustomed herself to have so much pain that she became immune. So in other words, what's in anesthesia? In other words, the person is insensitive to pain, was made insensitive to pain. So from this Gemara, so the question is, how about Bishnei according to the Ramban? If it's to the Baal look at all, so maybe we know that it's Machmas word. But according to this place, even if we know it's Machmas word, but people is not pain. So then, it's not doing damkenshi is based upon the fact that it's got to be paid. So even if we allow the knock at all, so it's still, but there is no pain. The answer is, if it's a case of tulbe, then it's considered that she had pain. So when those cases say that this price has reference to the case of the lady, but and if the lady, but the lady was not coupled with pain when it wasn't, when the absence of pain was not due to any anesthesia, to any insensibility, for another reason. So in such a case, it's there. But if it is due to anesthesia, then it's still the Baume. So then it's considered as if it had been coupled with pain. Now, so.
With Thomas, July 1st, 1982. You, Thomas, I shall not touch him then, please. July 1st, 1982.
By the way, the time she got out of the question for each of each week, which has 3 words. The kind of that she shall know as we are, the kind of the was we are, Miss Hashabi, where she was there, the Mashi, the first of Akibe, how will you go to it? Who did you all, how did you well? Kihasini, who don't match the cinema of the shade. The time you are sitting on the shade, you will all be shamshin in the same air, and will be the shabby. Shmuel, so Rashi explains, Shmuel don't match the Hasidim. In other words, so the machloket between Shmuel and the others is whether she's in medicine kutoyi or she's not in medicine kutoyi. Neither. So, of course, I'm sure that many will say it's a machloket in tears, but I don't think that's the right shot anymore. It's not a machloket in tears. There couldn't be a machloket in such a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is that it's possible to be able to look at all. We know it's possible. And if it hadn't been possible, so the beauty wouldn't say that she pulled it off. But it's possible. The shy, I think that the machloket is true, it's possible. But that's not the usual thing. So is that considered as a natural lady? Or it's not considered as a natural lady? So, but anyway, so, the machlokes is the question whether she's yoledes in kutoyim, or a woman is yoledes only in 9 months tes chodoshim shleim. So Shmuel holds that a woman is yoledes in tes chodoshim shleim. And the Rabbi holds that a woman is yoledes in tes chodoshim mukutoyim. So Shmuel agrees with the Hasidim of Hashem. Chassidim of Hashem, in Rabbi Yisham, she may be saying, and Rabbi Yisham, she may be saying, 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 now, because here the Gemara says, why? The Chassidim of Hashem, and Yisham, she may be saying, and Rabbi Yisham, when Rabbi Yisham, and the Gemara explains it, that means, that Tuesday night and after Tuesday night also, Wednesday night also, and Thursday night also, and Friday night also. Like what? And Sunday night and Monday night. Why? Because so you know explains it. So you may be saying because the Chassidim of Hashem were not willing to mishamish the Hesed in such a way that it will likely be conducive to Yechiel Shabbos. In other words, if a woman will give birth on Shabbos, so then you will necessarily involve Yechiel Shabbos.
Yeah, it's pikuach nefesh. So even though it's a heter, it's a mitzvah to do a challah Shabbos in case of pikuach nefesh. But it's not the ideal thing to bring oneself into a tree of pikuach nefesh. Now, whether it's, but one thing is sure. One thing is sure that al pidin it's mutar to be shamish every night. The Gemara says, the Raya says, Chassidim Morishim, and then the Rishne, the Tamadi, so he says, I can't want him to hold it. So we see that there is no Isa to be Mishamei Shotzi, the Misoi Shabbos, or Sunday night, or Monday night. But the question is, but there might be Chil Shabbos, the answer is, so what? It will be Chil Shabbos, it will be bad. But in the Chassidus there is. Otherwise, the Chassidim Rishayim would not have adapted such a practice. So, in other words, the reason in the Chassidus not to bring yourself into a tchiyah of pikuach nefesh. Now, whether the Mokim Rishus, it's muta, al pidin, to bring yourself into a tchiyah of pikuach nefesh. Nefesh and Atzol, there is a machlokes Hashem. The price in Shabbos says at the end of the first period in Makhudin is in our Pochas Moshe Shiyam Mugadah Shabbos. As a matter of fact, in Tzorin Aliyah, Pochas Moshe Shiyam Mugadah Shabbos. In Tzorin Aliyah, Pochas Moshe Shiyam Mugadah Shabbos. And the Sefriyu learns about this aloha from the Pesuk. Tzorin Aliyah, Yomim Rabbi, Yomim Shnai, Rabbim Shleisho, Mikanom Rachomim, So all this is deduced from the passage. Whether it's a Rosh Hashanah or a Smachta, well, it's another question. But it goes without saying that if, let's say, even though it's a Machlokes between the Pesukim of Yom Kippur Shabbos, and the Baal Moria explains. The Baal Moria explains this thing of the Machlokes between Pesukim of Yom Kippur Shabbos. Why? Because we are dealing, with the Sfinos, the usual Sfinos, Bizman Chazal. There were sailboats. Now, if someone would be Machlokes on the high seas less than 3 days within Shabbos, so then he is destined to be Mechal Shabbos. It will be better. He'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Otherwise, he would be exposed to the danger of Chas V'Sholem of being drowned, of sinking. So it would be better. But, so in other words, so the question is, how was one allowed to go by sailboat, let's say, the Medrash mentions, Kamot Amonim, they went so many times from Tvaria to Rome, and it took them a number of days, and they helped me go to Rome by sailboat. And they certainly have to do Mechal Shabbos, because you have to do, you have to continue riding on the high seas, otherwise you are Sakone. So how were they allowed? The answer is, it's Pikuach Nefesh. But who told them to be Machmis themselves in Pikuach Nefesh? They could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael and not go to Rome. See, it doesn't mean that they only went to Rome because of the Pikuach Nefesh. I suppose that many times there was Mamash Pikuach Nefesh for Klal Yisrael to go to Rome. But not every time that they went to Rome, so the Tanoim, so it was a Nino Pikuach Nefesh. The answer is, as long as at the time of the Chilul Shabbos, there is the Deicha Pikuach Nefesh, so Memele is no avail. So that's why, more than 3 days, let's say, to start out in the sales boat, on Tuesday, that's okay. Even though he will have to be Mechal Shabbos and Shabbos, but since he's not machlis himself into the tchiyah, very close to Shabbos. So the male eats with him. Mashiach came, poches mishlein shiyom kina Shabbos, he'll start out on Thursday or on Friday. So then it's very close to Shabbos, so shlein shiyom kina Shabbos is considered like Yarek Shabbos. So if it's Pochas Mishlein Shiyomim, Kedem HaShabbos, so it's considered already Kedem HaShabbos. And let's say on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's considered after the outgoing Shabbos. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's already considered Kedem, the incoming Shabbos. So the Melech, this is, according to the Baal Moreh,
So it's also to be machnis yourself into a tree of pekach nefesh only if it is summer to Shabbos. But if it is remote from Shabbos, you are allowed to be machnis yourself into a tree of nefesh. And then the Gemara says that even in his damole misio shal mitzvah, so then he can be machnis b'svino yimer of Shabbos. He can start out on the high seas half an hour before Shabbos. If it's misio shal mitzvah, but it will be mechal Shabbos. The answer is you'll be there. So there is a nisya to be machnis yourself, kidim Shabbos. So to be machnis yourself, kidim Shabbos, if it is close to Shabbos. So the melee, but if it's close to Shabbos, so according to Ma'amoyer, it's also to be machnis yourself into it here to Kazmesh. Now, why does the Gemara say he has seen him on, but every other person was not so in it? But according to Malamoya, so if it's with viral shoes, so it's also the machis. The answer is, but the Gemara said with viral shoes more than 3 days. To Shabbos, it's muta. So in other words, only when he's machis himself, so close to the tree of Pikach Nevesh. Mashiach can hear when it's Mishamish Mitosei, and the tree of Pikach Nevesh will be 9 months later. So it's certainly more than 3 days. Even though it's Mishamish, the Tashmish takes place, let's say, Thursday night, only the Chassidim Mosheini abstained from having Tashmish on Thursday night. But here, even if it's Thursday night, so it's more than 3 days. It's so many days. It's 271 days, 272 days, 273 days. I mean, prior to the tree of Pikach Nefesh. So it's a day in Tzmuta. Still, the Chassidim Rishonim were machmir on themselves. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, and we show you really, she's saying, Why only Biobi, yes? And Thursday night, it's not conducive to a tree of Pikach Nevesh either. And Friday night, it's not conducive to a tree of Pikach Nevesh either. Why were the Mishamish Mitosei only Tuesday night? Biobi means Tuesday. Because the day follows the night. We say, Amen, Biobi. In other words, the Chassidim Rishonim were Mishamish Mitosei either Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night, but not Mitzvah Shabbos and not Sunday night and not Monday night. Oma Masutre, my time with the Chassidim Rishonim, the Chassidim Vayikin Avishem, Lo Heroim, Heroim Bidimatriye, Moson Vishivi, Vichata. So, in other words, that means that the natural lede is a lede that takes place sure, on the 271st day of conception. Now let's see the Rashi. It's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi has here a modern method of computing, arithmetical computations.
Mention the old traditional method. Rashi mentions the new method that is in use only for the last 30 years, I think. That's the new arithmetic. So Rashi mentions this method. So asim reisha yigimu yomim shuayi. So in other words, it's divided 273 by 7. So in other words, he breaks it up. That's the new method, the new arithmetic, the new mathematics. So he breaks it up into 100 and into 70 and into 3. So in other words, you do separate divisions, three separate divisions. Habishwai, so Mei Yomi,
So when you divide 100 by 7, have it so you have Bamutre, in other words, because 98 is divisible by 7 without any remainder. So in other words, so we have just the remainder of 2. V'chein yikuf yom ma'achir. So again, shnei yom, hariyarba yom, 18 hours shu'ayim. V'ayim yomi kulon shomi, v'kibu yomi. Tein al dalet v'eitri ma'ayim shu'ayim. That's the new method of division. V'chein sh'yishchiru mitzoy shabbos, nimtzu ukolim b'shabbos. V'misab lo b'shein yidil mo yodo levei shayim veitz. I heard as a professor of mathematics in college, Professor Yekasiel Ginsburg. He studied in Talza Yeshiva many, many years ago. And he was the editor of the Scripta Mathematica. He was a great scholar. And he wrote a book on the history of mathematics. And he has there many, many things in mathematics, in the Talmud, and Shein, and Rambam, this fish and that fish. So once I showed him this method, so he became so excited, he started to shower kisses upon me, as if I had, he gave him $1 million, because he was so impressed with this Rashi, I mean, because that was the new method of division in those days. So I told him, and it was mentioned in the New York Times, a new method of division. So I mentioned to him that Rashi Niger has it. It's not something new for Hoyle alone. So he became very excited because of this Rashi. So, Ten Nadal of Eitim Hare Shavua, Yechim Sheishchilu Mitzot Shabbos, Nimtzukom Shabbos, Vimisabra Bishemi, Yomo Yomo Lele Shayim Veiz, Vimoto Shabbos, Vimisabra Bishlishi, Yomo Yomo Lele Shayim Aleph, Die Motte Bishabes, aber die Dalle, die Jogel, die Schein alle, Motte Bichab Bishabes, wie wir Rehi Schein Rehis, Motte Bichre Bishabes, wie wir Rehi Schein Kibu, Motte Bichotte Bishabes, Alme, Kishmu Esfer. Now, I just want to point out that I am convinced that the Pshat with the Gemara here, it's not the Machlokes Mitzis. It's not the Machlokes Mitzis. But then, I had a discussion with a number of people who consider themselves very enlightened. So they say that it's a machlekes in mitzias. Why? Because if it's not a machlekes in mitzias, and before that I know more than one agree that it's possible for a woman to give birth on the 241st day, but it's machlekes whether it's machlekes is considered a natural lady. So maybe if it's a natural lady, some lady is considered only machmas bobo. So in other words, this charge of doubt is characterized by the natural symptom of giving down machmas ladies. So then, why does Gemara say Oma Mazut Chemai Tani the Chassidim of Hashemim Yechsid Ayit and Abishem Lo Yeroyim. Heroin be the matri and mosin, mosom the shin the chada. So that's a raye, that, and show his naturalness and ketoin. So be Israel. If we say that there is a machlokes in mitzias, and according to those who say yoreres and ketoin, so they say she can be yoreres and ketoin. And the one who says that yoreres and shleimim, so Israelic, and he says, no, she cannot be yoreres and ketoin. Only in shleimim, so then we understand the raye. Because Mosin Vishivin Yechad, Mosin Vishivin Yechad, so that means it's possible. Otherwise, how could Shmuel be born? And it's not mentioned that there was an S in the birth of Shmuel, I mean, on the contrary, but if everybody agrees that a woman, he can give birth on the 241st day, but usually a woman gives birth on the 271st day as of conception. So what kind of a guy is it? What kind of a guy is it? Shmuel was born on the 271st day because usually the average woman gives birth on the 271st day. So Hannah too gave birth to Shmuel on the 271st day. So that person, and without mentioning names, So I thought that that's a raya pura, that there is a machlokes in mitzvahs. So that's a raya. In other words, if we say that a woman gives birth to the kotoyim, so then why did she give birth to the 271st day? So in other words, so then we have to say the mandoma who says when kotoyim is on the contrary, she can only give birth on the 241st day and not on the 271st day. That's pure nonsense. I mean, to say such a thing. So, but the pshat is this. I mean, what's the raya? Gemara says, "Vayitin Hashem lo yiroyim, yiroyim the gematria morsi mishim bechadak." What is it? The Gemara, he just darshes gematria is just like this, and just on the basis of pure speculation. It's true that in the Medrash Rashi Mishkan of Hagayis Agnir, you'll find it. We don't have the whole Medrash, but just one thing, one perek of it we have, and that you'll find in the Big Morris Boris. So you'll find the Medrash Shleishim Shtayim of Hagayis Agnir. So Shleishim Shtayim Midei Satir Medrashis. So one of the Midei Satir Medrashis is Bigimatria. Is Gematria. So that means that the Torah is Midrashes with Gematria. So, but that doesn't mean that the Torah is Midrashes. In other words, if we can figure out the Gematria, so on the basis of that Gematria, so we can have Shalom Chas Mishol. So, but it means if there is a Kabbalah that a certain word is used in the Torah, a certain word is used in the Torah because it has that Gematria. So in other words, here there was a Kabbalah that the term Heroim in Moshe Kadesh was coined by the Torah because Heroim has the Gematria of 271. Otherwise, how could we deduce from that? So what? We can figure out, we can turn over the whole Torah on the basis of Gematriyoyes. In other words, when Gemara mentions Gematriyoye, it means that there is a Kabbalah. There is a Kabbalah that this word has a certain meaning because of its Gematria. Not because it just happens there with Gematria, so it happens there with Gematria. And even the Balaturim does not mechadish any new alochas on the basis of Gematrias. But the alochas that are mentioned in the Gemara, he discovers them in the Gematrias too. But the Balaturim, you will not find that the Balaturim will be mechadish aloch on the basis of Gematrias. I mean, that if somebody will be mechadish aloch on the basis of Gematrias, it will be in the Galiponi Matino Shalika aloch. But the alochas that are there, so the Balaturim discovers them in the Gematrias too. It's true that Gemara in Mosir learns out that Stam Nizir Shoishi name on the basis of Gematrias because that's the Kabbalah. That's the Kabbalah. So here, when we say, Vayitin Hashem lo Heroim, Heroim be Gematria Mosim Mishim Yechadav, so that means that this term Heroim, it was coined by the Torah because it has a Gematria of 271. So maybe it implies, since Heroim was coined by the Torah because of its Gematria, so the Gematria is really the origin of the term Heroim. Heroim. What does Heroim mean? Conception. So, and the term Heroim was coined by the Torah because of its numerical value of 271. So that implies that when a child is born on the 271st day, that is typical of a natural heir. But if he's born before the 271st day, it's not a natural heir. Alright. Oma Marzuk, a few mandoma, you let us with Tisho and you let us with Kutoyi, you let us with Shibo, you let us with Kutoyi. Now, there is a very strange halacha. It looks strange, I don't think it sounds strange. But it sounds strange because it is contrary to the mitzvahs. Now, the halacha is that if a baby is born in the seventh month, so then it's bakayon. If a baby is born in the eighth month, it's not bakayon. If you ask doctors, they'll tell you that while a seventh-month baby, he can be viable. They're not contradicting what Chazal say, but a seventh-month baby is less likely to be viable than an eighth-month baby. So I mean, more of the eighth-month babies are viable by far. The number of viable babies born in the eighth month exceeds the number of viable babies born in the seventh month. It's contrary to Chazal, I mean. And what doctors say is true, I mean, it's based upon empirical data. Because of that, so the Chazanish and the Misha Feinstein, they both say, Chazanish was the one who said it, that it's Mishtanate. It's Mishtanate. It's true, I mean, that they are. In certain things, it is Mishtan HaTeva. What I mean, that there should be Mishtan HaTeva in less than 2,000 years, I mean, so the Gemara mentions it. And the Gemara, the redaction of the Talmud, by Rabin and Ravashi, was about 1,600 years ago. So I mean, there should be Mishtan HaTeva in such a short time, I mean, in 1,500 years, so it sounds a little strange, but it's possible. I think that there is no. Now let's see what the Gemara says here. Omer Masutra, Fiul Mandoma, Yeledes Lekishon, and Yeledes Lekutoni. So what do we say? How did we explain it? That the whole Machlekes, whether Yeledes Lekutoni, Leila and Lekutoni, is not the Machlekes in Mitzias. Mitzias is usually, so it's Yeledes Lekutoni. After full 9 months. But many times a baby is born with Ketonim too. So the Machlekes is whether the lady is considered as a natural lady or it's considered as an aberrational lady. So Mele, if it's a natural lady, so then we can say as Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Riyas Dam takes place, if the Riyas Dam takes place, at the beginning of the ninth month, even though usually she will not give birth to a child, but since Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's a natural lady, so Mele, it's typical of Dam Machmazwat. If it's not a natural lady, so it's not typical as Dam Machmazwat. If it's not typical as Dam Machmazwat, even though Bimtzies, it is Machmazwat. So, because there's a cause of double machmas mono, doesn't apply. So that's the machmas. So then all masutre afiu mandoma yiledes litisha, and yiledes likutoyim, and yiledes likutoyim. So yiledes lishivo, yiledes likutoyim. Now, what does it mean yiledes lishivo? Because a Ben Shivo is considered as a Bakayama, as a viable child. So even if the Ben Shivo is born at the beginning of the seventh month, what does it mean at the beginning of the seventh month? At the beginning of the seventh month means six whole months, six times 30 is 180 days, and let's say, and the beginning, let's say 183 days, 182 days. So, she's yours. If you look up the Encyclopedia Britannica, I look it up, you'll find that there are rare instances of children, viable children, being born on their 183rd day as of conception. Rare, very rare. So this is what Gemara says. I feel you mando my yeledes litishon, in yeledes likutoyim, yeledes lishivo, yeledes likutoyim. Shenema, hiri kubisayonim, vata hachana vata yudei. Mi tkufe shnai, mi utyonim shnai. So tkufe consists of 3 months. Two tkufes is 6 months. So it's 6 whole months. And then, Miut Yom Shnai, so that means, Tut Kufet, 6 months, each month consisting of 30 days,
So that's 180 days. And 2 more days, so 182 days. And this is what we have. Rare instances of children, viable children being born on the 183rd day. And I know children who were born on 183rd day. Of course, they were kept in the incubator for a long time, but they grew up already. I mean, so, but the question is this. Of course, it is in harmony with the Mitzvahs. It is in harmony with the Mitzvahs. But according to what I said, that the Machlokes, whether Yeretz Petisho is Yeretz Petal, is not the Machlokes in Mitzvahs. It's a Machlokes in Din. The Mitzvahs is that usually does not happen. But, and many times does it, whether it's considered as a natural lady or it's not considered a natural lady. So, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Oma mazut, afilu mandoma yoredes l'tisha, yoredes l'mkatoyim, yoredes l'shivo, yoredes l'mkatoyim. The mandopishla, if we say that the mandoma who says yoredes l'tisha, yoredes l'mkatoyim, it's impossible, alright? So that is impossible, and yoredes l'shivo, yoredes l'mkatoyim. But if there is no machlokes in Mitzvahs, it's a machlokes nedin, whether it's considered as a natural lady or an aberrational lady. Not a natural lady. Not a natural lady. A non-natural lady. So, but it can happen. So what does the Gemara mean? So what does the Gemara mean? Yoredes l'shiva afilu mandam yoredes l'tisha eirek. That if it's mikute, so it's an unnatural lady, but you let us do shivo, you let us do gedoyim, it's considered as a natural lady. Well, I said, then, but according to statistics, I mean, according to the empirical data, while it's not the most common thing for a woman to give birth to their child on the 241st day, but it's much more common than to give birth on the 183rd day. So, how can we answer it? Now, as far as that question that is discussed by the Chazmish, because of this difficulty, the disharmony that exists between the Mitzvahs and what the Gemara says, so the Chazmish says that it's Nishtana Teva. I think, maybe it is Nishtana Teva, I don't know, but maybe that there is no stick with the Mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara says that when do we say that a Ben Shmeino is not a Ben Kayome? When do we say that a Ben Shmeino is not a Ben Kayome? That is, if the time of birth, so his sponayim, his nails and his hair are not there yet. But if he already has nails and hair at the time of birth, even though we know he's a Ben Shmeino, so then he is a Bikayome. He is a Bikayome. Why? So the Gemara says that if the tziponayim and the hair of the baby has already has nails and hair, so then it's a raya that actually he is a Ben Shimo. But we should know the Kodeshtar. Sometimes the baby, I mean, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, it's mentioned that, in other words, suppose a woman, an Ishishish, a married woman, her husband went to a river ayahs. You can say after the old days, I mean, you could come in one day, you know, from Australia to America. So, let's say, so if a woman whose husband went to Guinness Ayam, and he went to Guinness Ayam 11 months before, and his wife remained here. So, and then, after 11 months, after the husband left her, she gave birth to a child. So the Gemara says, in the Gomez, we do not consider the child as a mamzer. Why? Because there is a possibility, though it's not coming, there is a possibility that the child stays in the mother's womb for 3 months extra after the completion of the 9 months. And then he's born. But if the husband left,
more than 12 months before the woman gave his wife gave birth to a child, then it's about a month. Because more than 3 months to be Ishtayue, that's an impossible. That's an impossible. Now the question is, so Teitze says, who says that? Rabbi Tisvoy says this. Teitze says, we kind of want Rabbi Tisvoy because there is a machlekes in the Gemara. Now again, in regard to that point, it's not a machlekes in Mitzias. Mitzias, there is empirical data that a child is born at 10 months and 11 months, anything. But it's a very unusual thing. So the machlekes is whether we can attribute it to this uncommon occurrence or not. So Rabbi Tisvoy says, no, we cannot consider it a mamzer. As long as there is this possibility, some male, we have to be making the mother of the Chatzis Kashas. It's a question, how far must we go in being making a Basis soil of Chatzis Kashas? That's the challenge. But there is a possibility, again, it's not a machlekes. It's not a machlekes in Mitzvahs. Oh, I tell you. So, there is such a thing that even when the child is already fully developed, but he just doesn't come out. So Mele, Gemara says, really show me that he's not a Ben Kalyone. He's not a Ben Kalyone. If he's born without any hair and without any nails. But if he already has nails and hair, then he's a Ben Kalyone. And he patterns the mother from Chlitze, it's Negea, Kamari Kamalochet. So, why? Because if he has Seponayim and Seyo, so then we say he's a Ben Shiva. He's a Ben Shiva. And he just stayed in the mother's womb. He could have been born, he could have emerged from the mother's womb before. Why did he come out at the beginning? Why did he come out at the end of the 8th month? He could have come out at the beginning of the 8th month. Ishtayu Kavishtan. Now, and then the Rambam, what the Magen Mishnah says, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. But this is what the Magen Mishnah says in the Rambam Shiteh. That's definitely the Rambam Shiteh. So the Rambam passes like that. Now, so the Magen Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, that's how the Rambam explains the Gemara in Shabbos and Gomez about the Shmei of the Shiva. So according to the Rambam, so there is a difference between the Ben Shiva and the Ben Shmei. The Ben Shiva and the Shmei, in other words. Ibn Shmeino is not considered Ibn Kayome. Ibn Shmeino is not considered Ibn Kayome if he has no Tziponayim and no Seyah. But if he comes out, if the time of birth is Ibn Shmeino, he's fully developed with Tziponayim and Seyah, so then he is Ibn Kayome.